Let's get the finance with Simon Fraser.
Good morning, James. Wall Street has edged higher with energy stocks leading the charge on a rise in the key US oil price benchmark. Blue chip stocks were left behind, though, with the Dow Jones adding less than a point to close at 18,286. It was the broader market that saw the action as the S&P 500 rose around a quarter of 1% to 2,131. West Texas crude oil climbed more than 2% back to $60.15 a barrel, with the energy sector dominating more modest gains elsewhere and helping to offset finance sector losses. A mixed bag of economic data also seemed to help by encouraging investors hoping that US interest rates won't be rising soon. US jobless claims remain near 15-year lows, but sales of existing homes fell and a regional manufacturing gauge came in below analyst expectations. Stocks also rose modestly across the Atlantic. The Euro Stoxx Index added just over a tenth of 1%, with the German DAX rising by the same amount. The FTSE 100 in London also gained just under a tenth of a percent. Futures trade suggests marginally more robust gains for the Australian share market at this morning's open. The ASX by 200 is 19 points or 0.3% higher at 5,685. Other key commodities fell rather than following crude oil higher. Iron ore is down to $57.60 a tonne, and spot gold is also a little lower than this time yesterday at $1,206 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying around 78.9 US cents, 71 euro cents, 50.4 British pence, and 95.5 Japanese yen.
Simon Fraser, thank you very much.